If we're going to be a people who are quick to hear the Word of God, we have to put away other things first. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 1, verse 21. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted Word, which is able to save your soul. When you study the word filthiness, you'll find that it refers to a dark, sticky juice. John MacArthur even relates it to earwax. Now, why would I bring something gross like that into the picture? Well, I think it serves as a great illustration at this particular point because earwax clogs our ears, hindering our ability to hear. And moral dirt clogs our ability to receive the Word of God. So clear the way and make room for the Word of God. We can't have it both ways, to where filthiness and growing wickedness consume our hearts along with a growing understanding and application of the Word of God. And Christians ultimately don't want it both ways. So we have to put away some things. And we can't just get rid of some things and think everything will be better now. Why not? Because those things will just spring right back into action or be supplanted by other forms of wickedness. We have to replace the wickedness with something powerful enough to overcome it. But I want you to notice this. We are to receive something that's already implanted within us that God put there of His own will. James means that the Word of God does more than just save a man. This gospel is a permanent part of him through the Holy Spirit, present within him to command and guide him all the days of his life, giving complete, final salvation. So be done with the filth and humbly receive God's word as your authority. When you pray today, please remember Todd Cox and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. Also, remember the Kekchi Life Word broadcast in Guatemala.